It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, The Pig, MyPigRadio.com. Matt, you've got the app on your phone now, My Pig Radio. We're trying to get more and more folks to get it, so.
How did you know that?
Because you downloaded it last time you was here.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He can't. No,
I got a heck of a memory.
He doesn't have the ESPN going on.
That's amazing.
But we got Matt Fisk from Lancer Legacy Ranch with us again.
And a whole lot lined up for the ranch.
Yeah, the first thing coming up, though, right around the corner, just a few weeks away, is Valentine's Day, and you got something special for that.
That's right. First, I've got a whole lot of love for you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
But I am married, so keep your hands to yourself.
Wait a minute. Okay. We're talking about Valentine's Day. He's like, hey, what's up?
Oh, no.
That's how you doing?
I was in the Army, not the Navy.
Yeah. So. Matt said that. Not me.
I love you, Navy guys. I love you to death. Don't get your jib right, and I'm not
all
there.
Right, all right.
Valentine's
Day. Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah, by the way, grab your hunk of burning love and come on down to Lancer Legacy Ranch on Valentine's Day. That is the 14th of February this year, right?
Every year.
Okay. So, we have tickets for sale. It's $25 for a plate or the bargain of 2 for $50.
What you going to be serving out there?
Chicken cordon bleu and all the fixings, a nice dessert. Tell you what, it's some of the best cooking that you're ever going to have.
And that's not all.
Man, that's pretty fancied up there, chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah, besides the cordon bleu, you're going to be got a 50s sock hop type thing on.
That's right. If you dig the sultry sounds of the 50s, grab your bestest girl and or have the front room all gussied up. Mm-hmm. A nice romantic atmosphere and the knowledge that your ticket goes to support serving homeless veterans.
Very, very good. So you can have a great time, and then you're helping out, obviously, to help out the vets.
Exactly so.
And if somebody, I know that seating is limited, tickets are limited. If somebody wants to be at this event, what do they need to do?
They need to get on Facebook and send us a message requesting a ticket, or they can call our landline number, which is 903-852-023, and talk to one of our staff there. They can come by in person and purchase a ticket. So
if you want to be at the sock hop, you better hop right on it.
You better get on it, because there's only 25 couples that were taken.
And this is going to be a fun event, and you could be involved in it.
Yeah, sock hop.
Sock hopping, good food.
You realize it was 46 years ago today that Happy Days premiered on TV?
Well,
wow. With Fonzie and all that.
It makes me feel old, but speaking of sock
Ron
hops.
Ron Howard and Henry Winkler, all them.
If you like that kind of stuff, and most of us do.
Sit on it, Potsy.
That's right.
So hey. I thinking of sock hop.
Yeah, which, I know. That's exactly that.
So 46 years ago, so we're kind of celebrating those days and can do that with this get-together.
Exactly so.
Then you get a rose.
You don't get a poodle skirt discount. I can't do that.
But, sorry, JW.
Sure would
I'll keep my poodle skirt.
Sure would like to see you in one.
Yeah, I'm sure. But anyway, it sounds like a lot of fun, and it is limited. So hopefully, if you are interested in taking your sweetie out to that, get right on it before the tickets are all gone.
You bet.
Now, we were talking about on average, this study website did this thing on average to take someone out for a Thanksgiving. For Valentine's. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
For Valentine's dinner is going to be $170.
This is a lot less than that.
A lot less.
Man, do you know how many Waffle House burgers I could buy with that?
I know.
No.
Quite a few.
I don't eat a lot of burgers from the Waffle House.
Well, you're missing out, man.
A double quarter cheese plate scattered, covered, smothered, top chunked, and diced. Yes, sir.
But see, I like mine scattered, smothered,
you can
and
save you a lot of money by going to the sock hop than you can going to whatever it is you're talking about.
That's
there.
103.9 and 98. 5, The Pig, MyPigRadio.com. So, did you watch the Democratic debate last night, Matt?
No, I just assumed what was going to happen and phoned it in.
Yeah. I don't think, did anybody watch that?
Not even Democrats.
Okay. Well, Matt Fisk from Lancer Legacy Ranch is with us. And earlier we were talking about the big Valentine's sock hop and meal they got going on. And we'll kind of wrap that back around when we get ready to finish up this morning. But there's some other things that you can kind of sneak peek us that are be coming up as we together into spring.
You bet. Well, first of all, we have 14 guys staying out there right now. We're going to get another one in the next couple of days. So that's a lot. We're breaking records right and left, you know.
Helping out.
Serving homeless veterans.
And, absolutely.
You know, we take these guys in and we put them to work doing things. And one of the projects we got going on right now is we're getting ready to plant our spring garden.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, the greenhouse is ready. We built a new aquaponic greenhouse and we're trying to take care of ourselves, feed ourselves, if you will. But we're going to plant so many things. We'll have extra and we'll do a plant sale later on in April. Oh, and by the way, the beginning of April, April 4th, uh-huh, is Lancer Day. We're going to have a nice art contest. If you break out those finger paints.
We could do simple art.
And yeah.
Hey, we did pretty good. Got a lot of bids on our art at the Texarkana Regional Arts and Humanities Council did a thing a few months back, last October.
Yeah, it was in the early fall.
And we did that just as a joke. We thought, well, we'll do that. And people actually bid on it.
Wow.
Art is in the eye of the beholder, I guess. Because, we did some goofy stuff, and people looked at it. Walk in there, and one guy's got his hand on his chin like he's trying to figure it out.
And I was like, what is this?
I was like, it's upside down, dude. It's
like that fella that duct taped a banana to a wall. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Like six-figure piece of art.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Art.
And then another artist came along and ate it.
Is in the eyes of the beholder.
That was his art.
Yeah, well.
So you got an art contest coming up?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, see, we actually do art every Wednesdays from 3 to 5 as like an outlet for the guys that are there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we have two really talented artists staying with us right now, and they're kind of running range on that. But yeah, stay tuned for details. Follow us on Facebook, and we'll be posting that very
shortly.
That's
in April, so we'll have you back in
March. You can come back anytime you guys get some.
Yeah, we'll have you back to talk more about
something
that.
Going on out there.
But you did say later on down the road that you're going to have a big barbecue.
We aren't per se, but Harley Davidson is. We really appreciate the local Harley Davidson shop for contacting us and saying, I want to do a fundraiser for you. We're very grateful.
Holly's taking over their marketing over there. Is that who you talked to, Holly?
Yeah, Holly Brand. Yeah.
And she's on the ball.
Man,
she's got us out there this weekend.
They're doing a chili thing.
Yeah, so we're judging the chili cook-off this weekend.
Oh, that's right. So. That is this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that big barbecue is going to be right at Memorial Day, right?
Right. 25th of May, that is Memorial Day this year. And consequently, 5 years to the day, Lancer first opened their doors in Cookeville, Texas.
All right.
Fantastic.
So a lot of things happening out there, a lot of events coming up that will help out the vets. And that's what you're there for, isn't it?
Exactly. So you can't lose sight of that. We're not here to do all these events. We're here for the veteran. But at the end of the day, bills got to get paid.
And the events help.
Yeah. And since we do have 14 guys out there right now, our water bill has gone up. Uh-huh. Our electric bill has gone up. Our food bill. Good Lord, these guys can eat.
Hence the
planting of the garden. Boy.
Grow, garden, grow. What do y'all think? What are y'all going to be planting in that garden, you think?
Well, this early you start with cabbage, lettuce, broccoli, kohlrabi, a lot of the spring kohlrabi. Yeah, I don't know what it is either. Be dipped in snuff before I eat it. You know,
give me That's some green. Of that.
Just pour on A1 steak sauce on that thing. It'll fix it. But yeah, you plant things that like colder weather first, and as you get into warmer weather, it's the corn, tomatoes, and that kind of thing.
Everybody's got to grow tomatoes.
But we do have our own small greenhouse, which we can grow things just pretty much year round.
Mm-hmm. Great deal. Find out more about Lancer Legacy Ranch.
Easy for you to say.
I'm a little worried about you today. You thought it was Thanksgiving, and
I'm having a tough time, man.
Didn't sleep last night?
Didn't. Not very well at all.
I'm sorry.
Find out more through the Facebook page. You've got your Facebook page and, of course, the website up there. And there's always something going on. How would somebody, if somebody just wanted to learn more about it and take a look at the ranch, could that be arranged?
No, I always recommend it because you can't fully understand the scope of what we're trying to do until you go out there and see it for yourself. I mean, pictures on the internet, great, but when you see it, you understand where we're trying to get to. I mean, it's not just, we're taking care of the veterans, but we're also trying to create a system that provides for itself. so that we're not a drain. We don't need donations, that's grants. Right. We're trying to stand up on our own 2 feet.
That's and right. For people sustain
that,
itself.
People yeah. that haven't, you've been in here a few times, but people who haven't heard you, the Lancer Legacy Ranch is out in Bowie County.
Maude, yeah, just yeah. outside of Maude. Yeah.
That
yeah.
is correct.
And right some now. People may be going, where is it at? Because they never heard before.
Well, they had an old restitution center out there yeah. in Maude, and that's yeah. where we're holed up at. It's 25,000 square feet.
Thank you.
You got a game?
You want to play a game?
You want to play a game?
103.9, 98.5, The Pig. So we got Matt Fisk.
Lancer Legacy Ranch.
I was going to say it right this time, too.
Well, I was scared.
Give me a chance, man. And we're going to play a little game. You guys want to play some Yes or BS?
Well, sure.
All right.
Yeah, we can do this.
Basically, I play this game every day.
You do, don't you?
Basically, it's just true or false.
Okay.
All right. So
that sounds easy.
Here we go. Easy here enough, go. Right?
So easy a captain can do it.
Maybe. Maybe. Now, just read them straight off the thing. Don't make them up. Just read them straight off the thing, because right, I don't Matt, like it when you make them up.
And JW. I make them all up.
No, just read it off the list, please.
Well, who do you think wrote the list? Okay, here we go. The three things that couples argue the most about on road trips are vehicle speed, where to eat, and what route to take.
Wow.
Vehicle speed, what route, and what?
In this order, vehicle speed, where to eat, and what route to take.
That's got
to
be right.
I think true on that one.
That's BS.
Oh, really?
Really?
It's speed, where to eat, and bathroom breaks.
They haven't been in my car.
You just carry Ziploc baggies.
That is straight up what we, yeah, you bet.
All right.
You go before we go.
All right. So far.
Okay. Neil. But actually, that was a trick question because we got two of them right.
You may know some of these, JW. I think some of these have been on here before.
Well,
the U.S. has the largest lake in the world, Lake Superior.
False.
True.
It is true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lake Superior. I am not doing well
biggest
with this
lake.
Game.
Certainly don't have the biggest river, but the
largest
lake
in the world. Yeah. JW, 1 point.
The Great Lakes. Okay.
Elephants are capable of swimming 2 miles a day.
Did you just make that number up, 2 miles?
Maybe.
I have seen elephants swim. I watched that cartoon, Tarzan. They were swimming.
He watches SpongeBob.
2 miles. I couldn't swim 2 miles, but I don't have the trunk.
Man, this ain't that hard. Yes or BS?
No, they can't swim, though, 2 miles. No way.
Say,
false.
He said BS.
BS, that's right.
They swim. I got one. You got it.
They swim. Yes. They can swim 20 miles a day.
Get out of here.
No, it's true.
Just because they can.
Doesn't mean they do.
Doesn't mean they're going to.
Well.
All right, here, you ready?
Yeah.
The square dance.
See, I haven't heard this one.
Is the official dance in Texas.
The official?
The official state dance, square dance in Texas.
BS.
True.
It is BS.
Okay. Is it in Arkansas?
No.
I think
it is in Washington State.
Oh, okay.
Get out of here.
So you're tied now.
What is the official
dance? You mean them hippies are out there square dancing?
I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
All right.
I'm doing great.
You've heard of the Seven Seas.
I've heard of them.
The Caspian Sea is actually a lake. Yes or BS?
True.
Sounds true.
It is true. We're tied up 3-3.
Thank you, Discovery Channel.
77% of men polled say they believe they'll someday be a father. Yes or BS?
I think it's higher. I'm going to say BS.
I'm going to go with him.
BS. You're right. They believe they'll be a millionaire.
that's
what
good
it
luck
is.
On that.
Wow. Man. 4-4.
Good luck on that.
All right. We're still tied up.
We're doing great.
All right. This is for the game.
Okay.
Okay. For all the marbles.
Yep. This could be it.
Okay. Come on. I'm ready.
Piercing nipples is not so radical. Nipple rings were actually quite popular among the ladies in the 1800s.
Why?
Yes or BS. I can't go into why.
1800. I'm going to say true.
Me too.
It is true.
Yeah.
All right. We're still tied.
Wow.
It sounded it was too goofy not to be true.
5-5. All right. Let me find something else here. Let's see here. Penguins.
Penguins.
Penguins have an organ above their eyes that converts seawater to fresh water.
BS.
It is true, JW.
Oh, no, for the win.
JW,
I was
for
robbed.
The win. He was absolutely
robbed. Penguins
robbed.
Have an organ above their eyes, changes seawater to fresh water. It does.
Isn't
wow.
That amazing?
Yep. All right, Matt, thanks for coming in here.
I would have won that if it hadn't been for that
Lancer,
guy, Trump.
Yeah, Trump did it. Lancer Legacy Ranch. Lots going on. Catch up with them on the Facebook, and you'll come back in and see us here real soon.
Love you guys. Can't wait.
Love you too, Matt. Thanks, bud.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and Sometimes a Dog Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and Sometimes a Dog.